In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 7, John the Baptist exhorted the people of his day, especially the religious people, to flee from the wrath to come. Turn from your sin, get right with God, and flee to Christ, flee from the wrath to come, and come to God for mercy and for salvation. And yet, just in his day, as it is in our day, many, many people are very, very complacent. Whenever the Titanic was sinking, of course an evacuation was called for. The ship had struck an iceberg, a 300-foot gash had been ripped into the side of the ship, 5 watertight compartments were filling with water, the ship was starting to elevate into the ocean, and it was going to sink within just 2 or maybe even 3 hours. And so an evacuation was called for. And you know, someday we will have to leave this world of ours. We will have to evacuate this world. We will have to leave this scene of time. Our souls will exit our bodies and we'll be in the great eternity. But before that evacuation, there has to come a time in our lives whenever we evacuate and we leave our sin and we turn around from the life that we've been living and we're converted and we leave the broad road and we come to the cross and we enter in through that wicket gate, through that narrow gate, and we come to the cross and we enter into the narrow way that leads to heaven and leads to home. And yet, as that great ship was sinking, so many people had believed the lie that it was unsinkable. They couldn't bring themselves to think of any danger at all. And it seems so foolish to leave the secret security of this great unsinkable ship, leave the warmth and the comforts of their cabins and their dining cars and their dining tables, and get into a little lifeboat and be lowered into the cold and icy waters of the Atlantic Ocean just around the midnight hour. It seemed like absolute foolishness. Why would I leave the comfort of this great ship and get into this little lifeboat? It was so surreal that they just couldn't even take it. And even so, the Apostle Paul spoke about the preaching of the cross. He said, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. It's the power of God. Some of you might have read Pilgrim's Progress. Pilgrim read the book of God, read about the city of destruction, that the city was doomed and it was going to be damned and destroyed. And so he left it with a burden on his back, and he came at last looking for that wicket gate so they might enter into the world into the celestial city. People thought, Pilgrim, you're foolish. Why would you leave a city like this? Looking for that wicket gate and then enter into it and narrow way, a hard and difficult way, looking for something that he cannot even see. It seems like foolishness. Maybe you just wonder, so I don't believe in this born again stuff. I don't go in for salvation. Why would I change my life? I'm a good person, I don't do anybody any harm, I'm happy, I'm comfortable, I have my church, I have my religion. I'm sure we're all going to heaven someday. Why would I move to a little life? Why would I turn to God at this late hour in my life? Or maybe you are, in a sense, under a little bit of conviction of sin. And yet, like Felix in the Word of God, you think you can get saved at a later time. In Acts chapter 24, we read about Paul preaching to Felix. And it says in verse number 25, as he reasoned of righteousness, of temperance, and of judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. And maybe as you hear about judgment, hell and the afterlife, and the justice and the righteousness and even the anger of God against your sin, you tremble. That troubles you. And you realize, I need to get right with God sometime, but not today. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. And on the Titanic, many halted, many waited, many lingered. Many were lost because of that, because they felt they had a more convenient season to get onto a lifeboat, maybe some other time. Come now. This world is sinking fast in judgment. Come to Christ now. Take the warning seriously. Don't be complacent, but get right with God today.